Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
248-539-9797. Who said it? Coming up at 4 o'clock. We had a lot of Pistons talk early. We'll get back to that. And if you missed it, go to the Odyssey app and hit the rewind function. Listen to all the good stuff. Some podcasts. Rico did a recent, you did a 5-star zone today. Evan and I did to restore the floor last night after the Pistons game. So check all that good stuff out. Speaking of good stuff, it's time for a little football action. David, if you please.
So I want to go through a list here. We just went through the draft. And there's a list that was put together for the NFL's most exciting young cores going into 2025. So they have, you know, you have to have a QB1, a really good QB1, RB1. They even have some defensive players in some of these cores. So let's start here at number 8, the New York Giants. Says the youngins in the core would be, of course, Jackson Dart, Malik Nabers, and Abdul Carter, along with Scadaboo and a potential, you know, that's what they have. And Brian Burns is there, too, in their core.
So they don't have Thibodeau in their core.
They do not. Question marks on if they, you know, what they do with him. But number 8 for young core?
Yeah.
On one side of the ball, I could see. But, I mean, I'm not – who knows how good Jackson Dart's even going to be. And Nabers is really good. I'll give him that. And I like Scadaboo, too. But I don't buy that.
That's what I feel. You have no quarterback. If a quarterback is not a part of your core, you shouldn't be on this list. Because you can have great players, David. If you can't move the ball and you can't score, you don't win. That's it. And, yeah, I listened to that. Those are great, good players, but who's leading them? Russell Wilson? Mr. Gabagoo?
Oh, Winston?
Right.
Well, next on the list, and then you're not going to agree with this one either, would be the New York Jets. Their core that is listed on this list says Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Olufashinu, Ahmad Mimbo, who they just drafted, and Sauce Gardner. No quarterback.
You can't,
it's a core list of players, but your quarterback has to be a part of the core. Sony, am I wrong?
No,
here?
You're not wrong. And hopefully for them, Justin Fields will be that guy. But
and it says they didn't put him in there because he's past the rookie contract.
Okay.
So that's why they didn't, because he's only 26.
Oh, so these are people. Oh, wait.
That's what they're saying for that reason.
So the criteria is people under the rookie.
No, they're just saying that's why they didn't put him.
Because they mentioned Burns. They mentioned Brian Burns,
right?
Okay,
I mean, then, yeah, I strongly disagree.
Yes.
If you can't move the ball, you can't score. I don't care because, okay, you're wide receiver 1, but if the quarterback doesn't throw you the ball,
right,
you might as well be wide receiver 99.
Yeah.
Next on the list, the New England Patriots. They have a quarterback on this list, Drake May,
okay.
Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, and Christian Gonzalez, cornerback.
Christian Gonzalez is terrific.
22 years old, second team all pro.
He's terrific. Drake May showed signs towards the end of being really good. I can see them being on that list.
Okay. I mean,
the young core.
Young core, I'll be interested to see who didn't make the list, but okay. You know, I'm always leery of putting guys who've never played a snap in the league on these types of lists because we don't know. Travion Henderson looks like a great pickup.
There's two guys, Will Campbell and Travion Henderson. Yeah.
Right, but, you know, it's not like we haven't seen first-round bust and second-round bust before.
Number five on the list, the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Colston Loveland, and then they also put Luther Ben Burton III on here.
No Ben Johnson?
No Ben Johnson. They do not have any young defensive players in their core listed.
Is he on there?
No, he should be on the Jets.
Okay.
That's where he signed.
That one I agree with. Chicago Bears upgraded their offense.
Yes.
I mean, you saw that was Ben Johnson's hand. He working hand in hand with the GM. Yeah, I mean, taking Colston Loveland, I was okay. When I heard the rationale, I was like, I understand why they did it now because wouldn't have.
They thought he was better for their system than Kyler
Right, because
Warren.
They already said we got a tight end like him, so we don't need two of those. We need something different. Yes, I like that, David. I was down on Caleb Williams, Stoney, until I actually went back and looked at the stats, and he didn't play bad. He just played on a bad team.
Yeah.
I mean, your coach was brain dead. We all remember. He just,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he made some bad decisions, but they were rookie decisions.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah. So, no, that list, I agree with for the young core.
Next on the list, number four, will be the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, not this year. Edgewill Anderson,
I thought he was gonna be back by.
And Derek Stingley Jr. I'm just going to skip by that. Do you think they should be on this list at number four?
Okay, now I'm being a hypocrite. Yes, the quarterback's on there. Well, you know, they gave away their offensive line, but it looked like they tried to bring some back. Mm-hmm. That was my only concern was, guys, what are we doing? You got the franchise QB.
Did you mention Will Anderson, or is he old?
Will Anderson is on here.
Okay.
Yes.
So, no, I like that. They just got to protect C.J. Stroud. Tank Dell will be back by.
Maybe not.
Next Thanksgiving. His leg fell off,
Thanksgiving
David.
Of 2026. I'm sorry. I was way off there. I apologize. Number three on the list. The Jacksonville Jaguars. You have Trevor Lawrence, you have Brian Thomas, you have Trayvon Walker, and you have a guy on each side of the ball, Travis Hunter.
Well, everything depends on Travis Lawrence. That's the problem.
Travis Lawrence. It maybe depend on Travis Hunter too, though.
Yes.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah.
This is Trevor Lawrence.
I get it. I don't know. You're rolling the dice there.
This is it for me. Trevor Lawrence, I'm sorry. I was told you were going to be this generational quarterback. you've been okay. That's it. You're just okay. Long flowing hair, just okay. You don't win. You don't do much. You're not exciting. You're not even must-watch TV. When he's on Jacksonville, that's nap time right there. They're a boring team. That's why I'm glad that they're playing all those games overseas at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's where you fit. If he doesn't get it done this year, David, it just may be time that we all come to the conclusion Trevor Lawrence is just not that good.
Yeah, I think we're going to find that out this year.
This will be his third coach, right?
Yes.
He started with Urban, right?
Yes.
Then Doug Peterson.
Well, actually, does Urban really count?
Well, and so he had an assist, so he had an interim, was it? Bevel, right?
Yeah, I believe so. So number two on the list will be the Atlanta Falcons. They have Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., and yes, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, they should be on that list.
Who was that? Who was the last one, David?
Michael Penix Jr. I'm just going to skip to number one on the list.
No, but Atlanta, I don't know what their problem. They have all the talent in the world. They just don't win games.
Well, their problem is going to be making sure their plays don't get put out on the internet.
Well, man, you know what? I'll ask you about that at later. You two being fathers.
Okay.
For me, I'd be minus a kid.
Let me give you number one on the list before you can compare them to the Atlanta Falcons. Number one would be Bo Nix, Marvin Mims Jr. I'm sorry, number one is Denver Broncos. Yeah. But the Bo Nix, Marvin Mims Jr., RJ Harvey, Patrick Surtain, and Jadae Barron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good young quarterback, yeah.
That's over Atlanta, so. Well,
you know what? I can't. But here's the thing. We were all wondering, like, man, was it Sean Payton just – was he overrated? He was. He took Bo Nix. We all laugh like, you took Bo Nix. He's this old guy. Wow, they're winning.
Yeah.
And they were fun, and now he's adding more pieces. I think he's going to have a resurgence in his career. Nix may end up being one of the better quarterbacks in that draft. Like he was like an afterthought guy.
And he knew Russell Wilson was not for him.
Yeah. And he just said, trust me on this. And it worked. Talent-wise, David, I think Atlanta has more talent. Quarterback-wise, Denver has the better
quarterback.
Bo Nix has
proven himself first year, yeah.
But talent-wise, Atlanta is just young talent.
And Atlanta's playing in a weaker division, too.
Yeah,
very, very true. That is your football today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.